Good morning.
I appreciate being here. Everyone can hear me okay? All right, great. Well, I'm so thankful to be here. Let me mark my hymnal, 381. Again, my name is Grant Carey. I'm the Assistant Director of the Tennessee Prison Outreach Ministry. I'm also the chaplain at the Sumner County Jail in Gallatin, Tennessee, and Homeward Bound Coordinator, a program at Gallatin at the Sumner County Jail, where Brother Jimmy teaches a class with some other folks. It is our pre-release program for the incarcerated there in Sumner County. It is a program that for men and women, 4 to 6 months before their release, they're able to participate in, and we'll talk more about that here in a few minutes. But I just want to say thank you for having me. I appreciate being here, and always am excited to share with brothers and sisters about the jail ministry. It's exciting work. And one of the things that we do is we have a summer camp for children of the incarcerated. These young people, through no fault of their own, have a mom or dad that's behind bars. And so we spend a week with them the first week of June. At Whispering Pines, we were able to go to Whispering Pines this year. It's a new camp for us. It's bigger. We're able to accommodate more kids. And we had a great time. And so I have some slides from camp that I want to share with you because it was just a fantastic time. And we had such a joy working with these young people. You can't see the whole picture in this, but the young lady at the very bottom, she's buried in the sand, and so they used the volleyball court, pretended it was like a beach, and they were able to bury one another. We described our camp as Camp Cope, children obtaining positive encouragement. And so we wanted to be positive. We wanted to be upbeat. We didn't want to get down on these kids. We didn't want to have to tell them what to do every minute of the day. We wanted just to let them have a good time and have fun and see God in us. You know, in Ephesians chapter 5, talks about the latter part of the chapter. Paul uses the illustration of marriage as the relationship between the church and with Christ. And about halfway through, there's a verse that says that we are the flesh and bones of Jesus. In other places, it talks about the body being the hands and feet of Jesus, that where some people are the eye, some are the foot, some are the hand. And so we wanted to simply be the hands and feet of Jesus for these young people. They have a large room for eating. We all enjoyed being together and eating our meals together. This is one of our Bible classes. We had ages 8 through 18, but the majority of our young people were middle school aged young people from Davidson and Sumner County. So, as you can see, we had a pretty big class. One of the things that we discussed after camp was we need more teachers. We need more volunteers. Of course, that's a need that everyone seems to have, but we would like to have smaller classes and with more volunteers. That opportunity to go boating and fishing. And these young people, they caught over 100 pounds of catfish during the week on the Old Hickory Lake. So they had a great time fishing and canoeing. It's all kinds of things. We talked about serving. We talked about Joseph. How Joseph, when he was a young man, you know, he dreamed dreams. And he dreamed a dream that said that he would be over his father and mother and brothers. And they didn't like that. And so they put Joseph in a well. And here this young man is in the well. We focused on Joseph as he served his family. It was mentioned in our Bible class this morning how the children of Israel were in Egypt for over 400 years. But Joseph, before that time in Egypt, had called to his father and and asked his brothers to bring his father to Egypt so that he could save them from the famine, so he could protect them. We talked about serving others from John, washing the feet, how Jesus served, and that the disciples were to follow that example and to serve others. And so we talked a lot about serving our community, serving our neighbors, serving our friends. Did a lot of crafts. We had skits, all kinds of activities, sports, kickball, softball, basketball. Some of our campers, we were talking about serving others, and so one of our Bible class teachers bought some big flower pots and potting soil, and these young people filled planters with flowers, and then they drove up and down the road there near camp and just knocked on doors at random and said, "We'd like to give you this. We'd like to put this flower here on your porch for you." And some people said, "Well, are you collecting money?" They said, "No, we're not collecting any money. But we just want to be a blessing to others." We had devotionals throughout camp. And pictured at the top right, there, that tall fellow, that's Stan Foster from Portland Church of Christ. Some people mentioned Portland. And he was with us. He's the youth minister there. And so he was enjoyed helping us with camp. We have several congregations in Sumner County that are working with us. Portland, New Deal, Corinth, Rockbridge, Hendersonville. I'm probably forgetting one or two, but we have several congregations. And, of course, we have several congregations in Davidson County that are working with us as well. And then on the bottom there in the middle, that's Thomas Snow. He's the director of the Tennessee Prison Ministry. They were doing their devotionals. On the right-hand side is my cabin, young people that we have. I attend at Trinity Lane, just not far from here. And some of these young men are from our congregation, and they were great help, and they were great working with the young people, who many are unchurched and from broken homes and are just going through life trying to figure things out. There's one young man in our group there that last year, he was a challenge, you might say, there at camp. And you always have some young people that are a challenge at your camp. But he talked to Thomas about his father. His father was in jail in Nashville. And he said, "They say that my father killed someone." And he said, "But I don't think my daddy killed anybody." And so he was having a tough time figuring out his world. You know, how to figure out how to deal with having a parent in jail being accused of murder. On the left, the little girl there in the middle, she was six, and we were hesitant about bringing her to camp. We said, "Well, our age cutoff is 8 years old," and she was about to turn seven. And her mom, or actually her grandmother, convinced us and said she would be a great camper. She needs this. Her dad's in jail. And I worked with her dad at Sumner County Jail, and so I knew her dad. But we said, "Well, let's go. We hate to turn anyone away." She had a great time, and some of the older campers had a chance to love on her and care for her and, surround her. She almost felt smothered sometimes. So many. This is our Homeward Bound program, as I mentioned, at Sumner County Jail. Pre-release for men and women, 4 to 6 months before their release. This young lady on the right, Brittany, on her right is her daughter, and then on the left is her cousin, the daughter's cousin. both of those girls were at our summer camp. So they had a great time. They were real quiet, very shy at first, but once they got to meet other young people, they were just excited about being there. Then on the left is a family. The lady on the right, she's in the Homeward Bound program. Her husband has also been in jail, and then their whole family were able to attend the graduation for the Homeward Bound participants. And so these men and women, they've been separated from their families for close to a year, and they've not been able to hug, touch, or see. You know, they've been able to visit, but not have any physical contact for nearly a year. So they're excited about this. This was a great privilege for them to graduate this program and to be able to hold their family. There were probably 100, 150 people there that day. Family members, members of the community, jail staff, the sheriff was there. And people were just excited. They were excited to see change in these men and women. They were excited to see them step out of their comfort zone. We talked about that a little bit in our Bible class this morning as well. Sometimes we get comfortable. And the truth is, people in our community that are engaged in criminal behavior, whether it's drugs and alcohol, whether it's theft, whatever it is that they're involved in, they actually get comfortable. We had a man that was in one of our transition houses, and he talked about in a, we have a video of it, I don't have it with me today, but how when he bought and sold drugs and trafficked weapons and all kinds of things, he thought that was just the way life was. That's what he grew up in and around. And so we're excited to see people see that there is a better way to live, a better way of life. And that's offered only through Jesus, through the cross. It's a picture of the participants. The sun was in their eyes, so they were shading their eyes. The lady in the back, that's Ms. Trout. She's a jail administrator, so she's very supportive of the program. Pretty much lets me do what I want within reason with the inmates as far as their classes and schedules. The lady on the left was a former Homeward Bound participant from our previous class, and she came and spoke to the class and to the group, said what a difference Homeward Bound made in her life. And then this young man, he was a participant, and I wrote a letter for him for the parole board, and he was granted parole. And much from his participation in this program. This is the sheriff, Sheriff Sonny Weatherford. Then on the right is Garland Briley from Hendersonville. Some of you may know Mr. Briley. He's 90 years old. And he says jail and prison work has been the most exciting work that he's done in his whole life. He's been on mission trips to India. He's preached. He's taught Bible classes. He's done all sorts of work in the church. And he says by far jail ministry is one of the most exciting things he's ever done. In 2013, we had 90 baptisms in Sumner County Jail alone. We have jails and prisons that report to us baptisms, and we have newsletters on the back chairs. I brought some newsletters and some information for you. And on the back of those newsletters, we try to track as many baptisms as we can. But in 2013, we had 90, and we're on pace to exceed that this year. And so on the first month, on the first Saturday of every month, we baptize men and women. They do correspondence courses. We have services in the jail. We have what we call new life behavior courses. Those are courses that address relationships, issues with relationships, such as parenting and marriage and anger and substance abuse and family, and talk about self-esteem, all the kinds of things that a person needs to understand themselves and the community that they live in, their family, and how to live differently than they have in the past. And so here we have Tim Pardue, can't see his face very well, but that's Tim Pardue. He is from Portland Church of Christ. And Larry Graham in the back from Hendersonville, and Joe McConnell here, the bottom right from Hendersonville. And there's all of us. Most of us in a group picture. You know, they don't know the Bible very well, but they know this. Anyone is in Christ is a new creation. They know that they want to have their sins washed away. Because I ask them to tell me why they want to be baptized. I ask them what they understand about being baptized. I ask them if they know any verses about being baptized. And they give me a general, you know, they basically paraphrase what they know that the Bible says about being baptized, that they want to be in Christ, that they want to be a new person. They want to be right with God. And they know that's the first step to correcting their life and their world. Some young ladies that were being baptized. Well, the Tennessee Prison Outreach Ministry is a statewide prison ministry. We have over 400 volunteers working in jails and prisons throughout Tennessee. And as I met some of you today, I heard about some jail work that some of you were doing. And I just am so happy to hear about that and encouraged with that. And I want to invite anyone who wants to participate in jail ministry. We serve churches. We serve the incarcerated and their families. We serve the community by helping people get involved in jail ministry. It makes a difference in the lives of others. And I personally know that it makes a difference because I was in jail. I was in jail and I went to prison. When I was 17 years old, I shot a classmate in high school. I got into a conflict with another classmate, a young man, over a girl. And so, as the summer went, we went through the summer and the fall of my senior year, we were butting heads, you might say. And so, each time we saw one another, there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of tension, a lot of conflict. And one day at school, he threatened me. And he said, "If you don't stay away from her, I'll kill you." And I took that seriously. I took that threat all the way. So I decided to go home, get into my father's closet, and take a revolver back to school and shot my classmate 4 times. Fortunately, the young man did not die. The school was in a small town in Indiana, and the EMTs were able to respond quickly and to get him to the hospital, and there were hospital staff able to help him recover from his wounds. And I ran out of the school, and I ran through down a set of railroad tracks and through the woods, and just as long and as hard as I could, I ran and ran and ran for about 11 hours. Finally, the sheriff and the police caught up with me and took me to jail. And that's when my previous life stopped and a new life began, a life of incarceration. And I had to come to grips with it. No more family, no more friends, no more MTV. That was what was popular when I was in high school. Everything stopped. And I was in a solitary cell. Because I was a juvenile, I couldn't be in with the adult population. So I wasn't in a place where I could hang my hands through the bars. I was in a place where it had just a solid steel door and a small window for them to look in at me. And for when I looked out, all I saw was painted walls. Didn't see anybody. I could hear people. I could stand up in a jail cell, you have a sink, a stool and a sink, and you can stand up on top of the sink and talk to people through the vent. In Sumner County Jail, they can do that. They talk to each other through the vent, and they call that the venternet. So that's how they communicate. You know, people can be creative everywhere they go. So I could talk to people through the vent. And men and women came in to minister to us, as men and women do in many county jails and state prisons all across our country. And a man came to talk to me, and he bent down at my tray door, or sometimes we call it a pie flap, little door that falls down in front of your door. And he knelt down, there, and he handed me a New Testament. It's like this one. And hand that through the door. And he said, if you read this, it can make a difference in your life. And I began to read about Jesus. I began with the Gospels. The Gospels tell us about who Jesus is, that Jesus is the Son of God. The book of Acts tells us about the church and the work of the Spirit through the men and women who follow Jesus. The letters tell us about how to live as Christians. And the book of Revelation tells us how to die in Christ. We know Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Be thou faithful unto death, and you'll receive a crown of life. I began to read about the stories, the events in the life of Christ. The people that he healed, the people that he fed, the people he touched. In Mark chapter 1, a leper comes to Jesus. It says, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus said, I am willing. And so I sought for a Jesus who was willing to make me clean, to make me right with God, to make me whole again, to show me that there was something better in life. Well, I went to trial, and I was convicted of attempted voluntary manslaughter. And I went to prison in Indiana. And it was in prison that a man came to me and said, well, let me teach you the way more accurately. Because I had faith in God, and I had read the Bible and over again, but I hadn't been baptized. I needed to complete my faith to be right with God. I needed to have my sins washed away, just like those men and women in those pictures. And so I responded to the gospel, and I was baptized in prison. And I completed my commitment to the Indiana Department of Corrections, and I was released in December of 1989. And so it's been nearly 25 years since I've been away from those prison bars. And in 2009, I began to volunteer in jails and prisons, starting at the Riverbend Maximum Security, going there, teaching classes, conducting worship services. And now I go to other prisons. I'm here in Middle Tennessee, and I work with counties throughout the state, working to invite people to be involved in this great work, because it makes a difference. And I hear volunteers talk, and Jimmy will probably be glad to share this with you. Volunteers talk about how much of a difference it makes in their own lives, how they are blessed to be able to work with the incarcerated and their families. This ministry is more than just going into jail. It's working with the summer camp. We're working on a reentry center in Nashville near the fairgrounds. We hope to have that open at the first of the year. We're going to need volunteers to teach life skill classes. We're going to need volunteers. We're going to establish a church where the Rains Avenue Church of Christ used to be. It's called a Christian Outreach Center there. And we're going to need folks to help us. So this morning, if anyone is interested in working with us, let me know. I said we have handouts in the back. I have business cards back there on the chairs. You're more than welcome to contact me. And we'll see how to get you plugged in. This morning, though, there may be one who's not put on Christ, who's not been baptized into Christ, who's not done what many of us have done, to become a Christian. As I tell the men and women in jail, we just want you to become a Christian, nothing more and nothing less. And throughout the New Testament, Paul talks about what it means to be in Christ. that when we're in Christ, that's where all the blessings from God, where they come from being in Christ. And so we invite you to be baptized if you would like to become a Christian. Or if you're a Christian and you've strayed away, God, His arms are always open to us to return and to make our lives right again. So whatever your need is this morning, won't you come while we stand and sing?